Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now for some more analysis and reaction to today's events in Washington, we're joined by former Taoiseach Bertie O'Hearn, who visited the White House, of course, for the annual St. Patrick's Day Shamrock presentation 11 times. And Bertie O'Hearn, you're welcome. What did you make of it?
Yeah, I thought, Sarah, it went well. It's a different kind of a gig now than it used to be. The press conference used to be short and the private meeting was long. And the Shamrock presentation was kind of in the middle. Now he likes these long press conferences, and I suppose it's the order of the day for him. He does his doorstep, and that's the way he does it. And he takes all the domestic and international things and whoever he's meeting. So I suppose anyone watching, you think we're going to get a look in at all. But I think when it came to the issues that mattered to us and the references that we had to make, I think it went very well for the Taoiseach.
Yeah, you get the sense that Micheál Martin probably managed to get all the points across that he wanted to get across in terms of the trade deficit and potential for future investment and trade between the two countries. But were you concerned at all by what Donald Trump was saying on trade and pharma companies and taxation?
Well, I think the big issue, Sarah, is that He has it in for Europe overall. He believes, and it's we all have our own views, but we have to understand his view. His view is that Europe was set up to give America a rough time. Now, you know, I don't think he knows too much about the coal and steel agreement in 1956 or why it was set up. But anyway, that's his view. And because of that, he is very anti-European Union economic policy and trading policy. And he references most of his world around business. He's looking all the time at the bottom line figures. And I think the different today, I think, went fine. I think all of the things that were needed to be said were fine. But down the road, we're going to have a battle, I think, trying to make sure, not that we hold the pharmaceutical companies that we have in the country. I think they're here, they're bedded down. But as you know, they spend vast amount of money upgrading their infrastructure all the time, modernizing to new drugs that are on the market. And they literally spend billions. I don't know how many of those factories that I opened over the years. And, you know, the investment would have been $1.5 billion and huge money. And if he got his way, and gets his way over the next few years of pulling back the investment, like he's done in Taiwan with the chip. I mean, that's a huge success to me. He's diverted $100 billion of a deal that would have been in Taiwan back to America. But if that was to happen in the pharmacy, in the pharmaceutical business, that would be a big hit for us. So I think the effort is going to have to be to work on that.
Yeah, can I ask you that, Bertie? Where would you, if you were a Taoiseach now, you know that battle is coming down the tracks, where would you allocate resources to take that on?
I think both IDA, Enterprise Ireland, and you know, for years and years, we and listen, I agreed with this as part of it for years, but you know, for years and years we claimed our victory was getting another investment in and a new company in. Maybe we have to now for a few years put our emphasis on maintaining what we have and getting them to continue to develop here, which is a different emphasis of what we've operated since the 60s. But the pressure is going to be on these companies, and we know all their names, they're all world names, but the big ones, the pressure will be on them to reinvest whatever they're going to do in the States. And he's going to be at these kind of press conferences every day hammering that point. So I think we now have to try and hold what we have, but not just hold them, but to make sure that the reinvestment programs are in Ireland. And to be honest, I think, Cormac, that's going to be a challenge.
Yeah. I know you counselled Micheál Martin on RTE. I think you said don't correct. There's no point in correcting Donald Trump in real time at this office. It might be might blow up in our face, so to speak. But people are critical, Bertie, that he didn't pick him up on migrants or Israel or, you know, criticism of the EU. Did he get the balance right there, do you think?
I think he got the balance right. I mean, he had to say about October the 7th, because we all say it. I think he then went on to say about the two-state solution. I mean, it is the only solution. If you were to, and he said about the humanitarian issue, that the reason Ireland takes a very different position than the American position is it because we believe in the humanitarian situation in Gaza has just been appalling. And that's not to take away from the fact of what happened on the 7th of October was horrendous. And I think he made that point. And he in fairness to the Taoiseach, he had to pick his interventions in between the crossfire between journalists on other issues and them, you know, the president talking nonstop anyway.
Yeah, and he chose those interventions to be mainly about Ireland and the economy, didn't he? He didn't choose to intervene on the EU and the EU ripping off the US or any of the other things that Donald Trump said. Should he have, do you think, stuck up a bit more for the EU?
No, I don't think he should have. And
really?
To be honest, if it hadn't been me, Sarah, I would have been very annoyed at them, the EU, for deciding to make their statements this morning. That wasn't very helpful to the Taoiseach, I can tell you. So I'd say he was probably sharing a bit of frustrations about the EU as he drove over.
I mean, would that message be sent to the EU, do you think, or to Ursula von der Leyen? Would you ever have held off for a day? I mean, they would all have known, wouldn't they, that he was going over?
Of course they knew, and they weren't helpful to him. So I'm sure he won't say it, but I'm sure that was a bit upsetting.
It's interesting you take that line, Bertie, because we spoke with Lucinda Creighton earlier on. Her take was that this would have been prepared for a long time and everybody knows the position and they knew it was coming, so it didn't really feature this meeting at the Oval Office today. That was her read of it.
Yeah, but listen, there's tomorrow, you know, and I don't think this was our day. It wasn't European day. It was the Irish day, and that would have been well known. But anyway, listen, it was what it was. But I don't think it was the day for St. Patrick's Day. It was the Irish day, and it wasn't for us to be. The Taoiseach would be fighting the European issue in many more meetings and different meetings over the months to come. But
okay.
I think today it was to defend our position.
You said in advance,
well.
Bertie. Finally, you said if it was boring, it would be great. Was it boring? Do you think?
Yes.
Okay. So
even the socks didn't liven it up.
No. Bertie,
well, I noticed JD didn't say too much today anyway. That was no harm.
Bertie Ahern, thank you very much for joining us on the programme this evening.